Republicans are encouraging more illegal immigration in Tennessee. They want you to be at the behest of Biden's woke FBI, and they will not defend you if they overstep their bounds. We've seen this. We have stories about legislation to extend Tennessee's sex offender registry stalled in the House Finance Committee, a bill that obscures deals made by the Department of Tourism, which is a little bit of a racket to begin with. Development passes in both chambers because they sure do hate transparency up there in the Capitol under Cameron Sexton and Randy McNally's leadership. Tennessee bill that would have undermined recent protections against mature minor doctrine stalls in the Senate. The Judiciary Committee passes a bill to criminalize abortion trafficking of minors, and Tennessee's abortion ban leads to 25% increase in live births. Brandon Lewis here with the TenCon Big 7 weekend update, coming to you live from an undisclosed location in a hidden bunker underneath many square feet of limestone. I can't be reached here. I've got 3 years worth of food because I know that they're coming for me. I'm just joking. Guys, I'm glad to have you here with me today, all my fellow conservatives that are all over Tennessee paying attention and watching what's actually going on in Nashville. I had a conversation with a lawmaker yesterday, and it's hilarious to me. He says that there's hardly a Republican caucus meeting that they have up there in Nashville at the Capitol that the name of our publication and me isn't brought up. Well, why would my name be on the lips of leadership every time they get together? I'll tell you why. Because we tell the truth about their voting records, while the left-leaning, corporately funded media in Tennessee tells the left's side of the story, which happens to also be the right side of the story as far as Republican leadership is concerned. We have some stalwart conservatives up there in the General Assembly, but boy, they are small in number. Guys, before we get into these stories, please do go to TennesseeConservativeNews.com, hit the subscribe button. We're about to be issuing in just a number of weeks our Rhino report, so stay tuned for that. Do follow us on Twitter, Gab, Getter, Truth, MeWe, and Rumble. Facebook turned us down a long time ago, so if you're on there, you only see about a tenth of our content. So please do encourage other people to go to Twitter and follow us. Let's get into the mailbag, baby. I'm a little behind on the mailbag. Got this wonderful thank you note here, and it says, Brandon in Tennessee, conservative, thank you for your vigilance to keep Tennessee free and conservative. I love that you guys are focusing on illegals coming to Tennessee, so this contribution is to support your rally. We had our Protect Tennessee Borders rally, and then I ran out of town and went on spring break with my family. And so Adelia filled in last week. She did a fantastic job, by the way. Very talented writer, and her heart's in the right place. I wish I could join you, but I can't be there, only in spirit. Regina, thank you, Miss Regina. Also got this wonderful note in the mail as well to P.O. Box 625, Signal Mountain, Tennessee, 37377. Dear Brandon, hope you get this before 3/2024. Happy Easter and spring, Janine. Thank you, dear, for all of your ongoing support. I appreciate you very much. I got this wonderful note from Tracy. You know who you are. Tracy's a stalwart supporter. And have no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. Ephesians. Thank you, Brandon, for the Tennessee Conservative being a light, blazing a trail so that truth can be heard. And we have a track to run on. Stay the course, and may God bless and multiply your efforts and resources to provide your every need, Tracy. Thank you so much. Got another note in the mail here from Mark. Mark, you know who you are, stalwart supporter. Please accept this donation toward any cost you have to protect Tennessee Borders Rally, which was a smashing success. A funny thing about that rally, we had about 200 and something people there. We had lawmakers speaking. We sent out press releases to 300, 400 Tennessee news outlets. They acted as if illegal immigration in Tennessee is not even a story. We couldn't get a single person to cover it. Not a single solitary Tennessee media outlet covered it. Not a one. And the second thing is they didn't cover it beforehand, and they didn't cover it after. If there had been any protest up there wanting kids to be killed in the womb, okay, if there was an abortion protest, pro-abortion protest up there, if there was a protest with illegal immigrants wanting more of their friends to come, which they've had, that got covered. So they'll cover every kind of left-leaning protest, but when the right has a protest, Even though we're a Republican state, we can't get any coverage. That's why you have to support the Tennessee Conservative News. Henry writes us and says, and sent in this, he said, thanks for the bumper sticker. I would love to help more, but times are hard for me. Thank you for your hard work shining the light on the evil Dems and the Rhino Friends. God bless you and your family, Henry. Henry, thank you very much. And that these are the kind of things I get, guys, in the mail and through the email and through the text messages, where we've got people that are on fixed incomes supporting our publication because they understand that if we don't defend Tennessee now and if we don't keep it red, there's no way, nowhere left to run, right? All right, guys, let's get right into the stories. First story. Bill with the goal of mitigating the flow of illegals into Tennessee killed by the GOP establishment-controlled Judiciary Committee. This week, Senate Judiciary Committee killed yet another bill that would have worked toward impacting the unmitigated flow of illegal aliens into Tennessee. Senate Judiciary Chairman Todd Gardenhier, who has a challenger who needs to be replaced, he's one of the most liberal pro-illegal immigration rhinos in the Tennessee Senate. He has done more for illegal immigration than any other senator as long as I have been running this news publication, except for perhaps Randy McNally. Randy McNally's the chief culprit, because if he wanted to stop it, he could, but he has no interest in doing that whatsoever. They are both bought and paid for by corporate left-leaning special interests. He took the bill off notice before its sponsor even had an opportunity to speak about it. Can you believe it? Wouldn't even let the bill be heard. The bill was sent to General Subcommittee. This action, what the legislators refer to as General Sub, is basically killing a bill in a session without the committees having to actually vote and have transparency about their vote going into the election. So if you're running against Todd Gardenhier, he voted for having more legal aliens come to Tennessee by killing this bill. He had the complete, total, utter authority. It could have been heard, but he was shielding all his rhino friends on that committee, and he didn't want a vote to be had so that we couldn't tell you how they voted. But I'm telling you now that Todd Gardenhier is the one that killed the bill. So let him have all the credit for it. Senate Bill 2034, sponsored by Senator Frank Nicely, is strikingly similar to a bill that was killed last week in the same committee. That bill by Brian Ritchie and Senator Joey Hensley was killed by Rhino Senators Todd Gardenhier, John Lundberg, and Kerry Roberts. I'm going to say these names again. These are three men that need to be replaced. They are terrible. They are awful, and they lie. They're liars. They lie to their constituents about how they vote. I promise you, none of these men are out on the campaign trail singing the praises of illegal immigration. None of them. They all talk like they're against it and they're fighting against it and it's Joe Biden's fault. Meanwhile, they're up in Nashville freaking killing bills that would actually protect our borders. And meanwhile, Bill Lee, Cameron Sexton, and Randy McNally do absolutely nothing about it. And that's the truth. You can say these names again. Todd Gardenhier, John Lundberg, and Kerry Roberts. Rhinos. Democrats. They voted with the Democrats on illegal immigration. That's how liberal they are. Both bills sought to modify the current code by increasing fines for transporting illegal aliens from $1,000 to $5,000. However, Ritchie and Hensley's bills had an amendment that would have removed immunities for common carriers. What's a common carrier? Delta, Greyhound, American Airlines, charter bus companies. I'm telling you, these guys are all for illegal immigration. With Nicely's bills dead in this session, Tennesseans will have to wait another year to see if something might be done. And unless we replace these people, nothing will. Next story. Bill to protect Tennesseans from intelligence investigations by Biden. DOJ killed by establishment Republicans in Senate Judiciary Committee. You always wonder if Republicans are on the side of you or the federal government. And the answer is the federal government. We saw that all through COVID. As Bill Lee threw Tennesseans under the bus for corporate money and for federal money and stripped our rights away, never even gave some of them back to medical workers and people employed by the federal government here in Tennessee. So when push comes to shove, if it's your rights or the federal government's power, rhinos will pick federal government power every time. Case in point, the bill that would have prohibited the use of local and state law enforcement for intelligence gathering operations with Tennesseans as the focus was killed in the Senate Judiciary Committee, same rhinos that killed the other bill, because none of the members of that committee would motion for the bill to even be heard. When they won't motion for the bill to even be heard, that's the same as killing it. It's the same as voting against it. When such things occur, the bill dies. According to the House bill sponsor, Todd Warner, more often than not, it is intentional and usually at the behest of Randy McNally, Cameron Sexton. Warner said, quote, I'm not sure what is worse. having government-funded lobbyists work against a bill, which they do, or dealing with a committee that doesn't seem to be able to think for themselves or even consider what their constituents would want. Todd Warner is one of the few people that will just say the truth up there. We don't always completely agree on every issue, but you can count on Todd to do what his constituents want. You can't count on these other jokers to do that. The failure of the bill is laid entirely at the feet of Republican Senate Judiciary Committee, and they include Todd Gardenhire, Don White, Paul Rose, John Lundberg, John Stevens, Kerry Roberts, and Brent Taylor, all people that probably need to be replaced. I don't recognize anybody on that list as conservative. Not a one. Guys, do go to heartlandjournal.com. That's heartlandjournal.com. This is the new home for my buddy, Steve Abramowitz. He used to be at the Mill Creek View Tennessee podcast. He's now at heartlandjournal.com's Tennessee podcast. He covers the latest in Tennessee politics and beyond and interviews movers and shakers that support conservative policies. He was very helpful at the Tennessee Protect Tennessee Borders rally, rather. Steve recently interviewed whistleblower Austin Davis, founder of the silentbell.org, dedicated to outing child sexual abuse predators, and number one best-selling author Summer Lane, who wrote the smash hit Collapse series and Resurrection series. So be sure to follow Steve wherever you get your podcast, and do also follow him on Rumble. He is one of the good ones. Next story, legislation to extend Tennessee's sex offender registry stalled in House Finance Committee. A bill to extend the amount of time that a perpetrator remains on the Tennessee sex offender registry from 10 to 15 years was recommended for passage in April 2nd by the Senate Judiciary Committee. However, in the House, the bill has been placed behind the governor's budget in the House Finance and Means Committee. When a bill is placed behind the budget, it usually means one of two things. Number one is there's a significant fiscal note associated with the bill's passage, or number two, the bill's part is not part of the governor's proposed budget, which takes precedence rather in the appropriations process. Chairman Gary Hicks, who has probably killed as much conservative legislation as anybody in the House, Gary Hicks is a tool of the RINO establishment. He won't even let things be heard. He's like Todd Gardenhire. Move to place bills behind the budget. Richie questioned if the increase in state revenue of the passage of the bill would bring to the cost. Basically, there's revenue associated with this, so it should not have had a fiscal impact. Hicks replied that the bill has other fiscal impacts that justify stalling it. If Richie's bill is eventually made into law, it would increase state and local revenues by thousands every year in the projected range of 2038 to 2039. The only mention of any other fiscal impact was there could possibly be a need for additional staff at the TBI at some point in the future. But it has been my experience that most federal and state governments are very inefficient, meaning they could probably do twice as much with half the people. And so a lot of this fiscal note crap is just the fact that we're very inefficient and ineffective in government at doing anything productive. Next story, bill that obscures deals made through the Department of Tourist Development passes both chambers of the Tennessee legislature, sponsored by Senate Majority Leader Jack Johnson, the guy that carries all the water for Bill Lee, not a conservative. House Majority Leader William Lambert, I want illegal aliens to be police officers. That should be his middle name because he brought the bill. He ultimately withdrew it when we had the article, but I'm going to tell people about this every time I see his name. He's pro-illegal immigration just like the rest of them. Blocks public access to records detailing deals made through the department and the taxpayer dollars used to fund the deals. You want to talk about a bunch of dark, corrupt practices. We don't have a GOP in Tennessee. We have a COP. We have a corporately owned party. The legislation will make, quote, sensitive documents confidential until one of the following occurs. First, 10 years has passed from the date that the documents are deemed to be confidential. Well, can taxpayers have any accountability with that? Hell no. After the disbursement of state funds, after the conclusion of the event in which the contractor event was negotiated, upon expiration of the contract entered in by the state of Tennessee, well, what if that contract runs for 50 years? The records cannot be destroyed during the time, but they are hidden from the public and must be retained for 5 years before release. Why? Why can't we put daylight on the giveaways and the deals and the bribes that these Republicans are giving to their corporate crony buddies? On Monday, the House approved it, voting 73-17 with only two representatives, Jody Barrett and Brian Ritchie, voting against it. I don't know why. Guys, listen. The reason that I beg you for money every single one of these broadcasts is because of what I said at the beginning of this show. And that is, our name is continually on the lips of leadership. They know when we report there are political consequences back in their district. They know that when we tell everybody repeatedly about their liberal voting records, that it draws out conservative candidates to run against them and makes incumbents weaker. That's why they hate our guts. They hate us more than the Tennessee holler, because we're actually talking to you, the GOP primary voter, not the Democrats. And the only way we can have a more conservative Tennessee is if more primary voters are informed. And it is my plan, with the help of somebody that I've just met, to try to put more money and energy into subscriber acquisition. And that takes money. And so if you would go to TennesseeConservativeNews.com, hit that support button, mail your checks to P.O. Box 625, Signal Mountain, Tennessee 37377. I don't take a penny out of this organization. I do this for free. I'm a volunteer just like you are. So if I can give hundreds of hours, thousands of hours, maybe a year to this, and if the publication still owes me hundreds of thousands of dollars that I put into it to get it going, you, my friend, can chip in a few dollars a month, because conservatism is not something you think, it's something you do. And if I look at your bank account and if I look at your calendar, I can tell if you're a conservative or not. So please get off your wallets and give TennesseeConservativeNews.com/support. I don't have all my props with me, but if you give $50 or more, we will send you a proud Tennessee conservative tumbler, two bumper stickers, and a koozie, along with my heartfelt thanks and a directory. But if you give any amount, we'll give you the bumper stickers and the directory, and you still get my heartfelt thanks, which frankly is really the most valuable thing. Next story. Here we go. Tennessee bill that would have undermined recent protections against mature minor doctrine stalls in the Senate. Imagine that. It's almost like every story we write could go like this. Real conservative bill stalls in blank, controlled by rhinos. It's like the same headline we have over and over and over again. I'm telling you, when I started this publication 3 years ago, this crap is not what I thought I would find. I thought it would be bad, but I did not realize that it was just like as corrupt as the day is long. This week, a caption bill that would have undermined the protections for children against a legal doctrine called the Mature Minor Doctrine was stalled in the Tennessee Senate. The Mature Minor Doctrine is a legal doctrine that can be used by physicians to treat an underage patient without the parent's knowledge. Last year, the bill, the Clarification Act that protects children from being vaccinated without the informed consent of a parent, was passed by the Tennessee General Assembly and signed into law by Bill Lee. The caption bill introduced this session would have worked to undermine the Clarification Act as being carried by Representative Dr. Sabeed Doc Kumar and Senator Joey Hensley. This week, Hensley moved the bill back to the calendar as long as it stays there and is not put back on notice by Senator Hensley. The bill will effectively be dead. The passage of HB 2902 SB 2176 would have allowed for consent of treatment to be given to someone other than the parent and would have changed the definition of informed consent. Boy, these medical folks, they think the people that are in the medical lobby up there at Cordell Hull, all the lobbyists that get paid millions and millions of dollars every year to get millions and billions of taxpayer free money, you put a dollar in lobbying and a dollar in campaign contributions up there at the state capitol to buy these politicians, they are bought, paid for, and you get $1,000 back, who wouldn't put a dollar in if you get $1,000? Who wouldn't put $1 million in if you get $1 billion? That is the Ponzi scheme. That is the money laundering that is going on up in Nashville. It is sickening. Senate Judiciary Committee passes bill to criminalize abortion trafficking of minors in Tennessee. Amazing. Amazing. Legislation that would make it a criminal offense to transport minors across the lines for the purpose of obtaining an abortion was passed in the Senate Judiciary Committee. Why can we get stuff done on abortion when we can't get it done on illegal immigration or corporate welfare or education reform? I'll tell you why. There isn't a huge let's kill babies lobby up there in Nashville. There isn't. Now, if they started writing a bunch of checks, we'd have a harder time. But the only reason that this thing goes through, the only thing that ever goes through both chambers up in Nashville are things that people don't really even care about anyway. And often they're just do-nothing bills. Let's get back into it. Bill sponsor Paul Rose noted that the bill is simply a parental protection bill that required parental permission for a minor to be transported for the purpose of having an abortion. The committee heard testimony from three witnesses who opposed the bill. The witnesses argued the legislation, quote, seeks to find a solution to a problem that doesn't exist. How about this? Fix a problem before there is a problem. That's even better. I think that's what this bill does. The companion bill was placed behind the budget on March 6th, so it will not progress unless additional funding remains after Governor Lee's priority legislation have been funded. So who knows if that thing's even going to make it. Tennessee's abortion ban leads. This is good news. We're going to close the good news. Tennessee abortion ban leads to a 25% increase in live births. I'm going to say this again. Tennessee abortion ban leads to 25% increase in live births. I'm sure there will be a protest by the Democrats up in Nashville. They'll have a rally, the Kill Babies rally, and say, we're so upset that 25% more of God's beautiful children are being born in Tennessee when they should have been murdered in the womb. That's how these people think. Following the overturning of Roe versus Wade, Tennessee instituted one of the strictest abortion bans in the country. Since that ban in August of 2022, research from ISA Institute of Labor Economics estimated that the number of live births in Tennessee has increased by 24.6%. This reflects an increase of 2,573 births each year. That is huge. 2,573 kids saved from the butcher. And I don't know, demonic forces. I don't know what. I think that when we look back in American history, I think that they will look at abortion the same way that we look at slavery today. I think they'll be like, I cannot believe these people murdered babies in the womb. I think it would shock people. This is a recent phenomenon, right? This is not something that has culturally been done forever. This is a leftism decay in our culture. Tennessee Right to Life President Stacey Dunn said, Tennessee is working hard as intended and has already saved thousands of lives of unborn children. We are grateful to the legislators who worked with us to make our law one of the strongest pro-life in the nation, who made sure it remained strong in the last legislative session. That's all she wrote, people. All the hard news. You just got it. Was that good for you? Are you depressed yet? Do you want to just like crawl to another party? I don't blame you. So here's the thing. After I did that Protect Tennessee Borders rally, I wouldn't say I was down in the dumps, but it's stressful to me to go show up at the Capitol steps and to raise hell and to hope people show up and then for nobody in the whole state to pay any attention to it, because it just reflects how broken our Republican Party is at the top. How deaf, dumb, and blind they are to the concerns of the constituents that they purport to love, which apparently they don't. And so I slunk away to spring break. I needed to recharge. That just really took a lot out of me. I don't know why. And as I was thinking about it and had some quiet time, I don't think when something is put on your heart by the Lord to do that is uncomfortable, and if you read in scriptures, it's almost always uncomfortable. There's always a price to be paid. It's not culturally acceptable. The princes and principalities will not like it. They hate truth. They love lies and darkness. And I just thought, our job as conservative Christians that actually care, that are informed about state government, is not to effect a change. It is to put our best effort forth to effect a change, and then to leave the rest up to God. And so, guys, for all of you who are cheerful warriors but are a little worn out, we got to band together. We've got to finish the race strong. And one of the best ways to finish this race strong is to find conservative candidates that are running against these rhinos and get behind them with your money and your time, and to be a thorn in the side of those who vote in a completely different way than how they campaign. Every time one of these rhinos is out speaking somewhere, one of you should be at that meeting asking them questions about their voting records. Go get the Rhino Reports, rhinoreport.net. Go get the Rhino Reports and just say, hey, I got three votes that you voted on. And so why did you vote for these? They don't seem very conservative. And they'll spin and they'll say, oh, you can't trust the Tennessee conservative. I'm like, these are just the votes. You can go back and watch the videos. All we do are watch Senate and House committee videos and then tell everybody how people vote. Yet they're up there in the caucus meetings complaining that our publication is telling the truth to their primary voters ahead of elections. Every meeting, at least according to my sources. All I do is report how they vote. And all you do is tell other people how they vote. And if they don't like people talking about how they vote, then why don't they quit voting that way? Good grief. Guys, that's all I got. You're not going to get any more out of me related to politics, but here's what you've been waiting for. Here's what you've been waiting for. 1 second. Let me go get him. I'm going to go see this guy in concert this weekend. You just hold on. This is my friend, Hank Williams Jr. I'm going to see it in Birmingham. Oh, that's good stuff. Dance with me. They tie the knot, so here I am. All right, that's enough of that. We'll put old Hank back here for the time being. Get him in the shot. So I'm going to see Hank Jr. because I'm a redneck at heart. You can take the boy out of the trailer, but you can't take the trailer out of the boy. And so I'm going down to Birmingham to see some fraternity brothers and some delightful children and friends of mine that I've known. I've known them for 20-something years, 25 years. I don't know how long now. And I've got to see their kids grow up. It's just a delightful time. And then we've got family. Kristen's family is going to ride up going from Atlanta to Nashville for something. And maybe we'll have them over for dinner. So that's going to be a good time. And then I'm going to spend all Sunday working in the garage and spraying weeds. I'm still working on that garage. One day I'm going to get that thing done. I did get my toolbox put together. I got to get everything arranged, and I got to kill a bunch of weeds. You got 4 acres out here in the woods. Those weeds are relentless. Mother Nature doesn't take a day off. So guys, I hope you have a fantastic weekend. Thank you for tuning in to Adelia while I was gone. If you are running for office, do stay tuned because we do have an announcement about a course from the Conservative Candidates Academy that I think you want to get your hands on. We should have information on that next week. Don't run unprepared. Stay alert for folks that are running against these rhinos. Get behind them early and often after you have validated that they can win and that they have a good, solid record and they're actually convicted conservatives. And do share our content wherever you can, because every time you share our content on Twitter, like this video or a podcast or an article, it keeps us from having to spend the money to promote it. So if we can't get money from the left-leaning corporations to fund our publication like almost every other publication in the state of Tennessee, we depend upon you to get the information out there. So if you've got a conservative friend and they don't know what's going on in state politics, but you do, please do send them our subscribe link, TennesseeConservativeNews.com/subscribe. Say, hey, you need to sign up for this so you know what's going on ahead of the election. So for all of the election coverage, stay tuned to Tennessee Conservative News, because we will be the only ones telling you the truth about who's conservative, who isn't, and who you should get behind. Guys, I love you. I mean it. Have a great, fantastic weekend. I'll talk to you next week. So glad to be back with you. Bye-bye.